This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. So usually this time of year, we start to kind of think about, did we make a difference in 2021? What can we do to make a difference in 2022? And remember one of our callers, who is known as the Butt Lady of Auburn, had made it a mission to save dogs, save the local environment from the toxicity of cigarette butts. And she had actually, I think, picked up by the summer 2 million of these. And local news had done a story. I looked her up after she called our show, and I am just amazed. Her name is Sally Dahlia. Well, it looks like Sally's back on the line, so I can't wait to talk to her again. Hey, Sally, how are you?
I'm doing fine. Thank you for taking my call. I'm trying to get that message out to smokers to stop throwing these poisonous things.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, so you were at the 2 million mark by this summer. How many are you at now?
Well, the day before Christmas, I'm at 2,142,308.
That is a lot of cigarette butts. Is it just in your city you do this in, or do you notice that after you clean up so much? You know, because I'm guessing there's not that many more smokers out there, unless that's a lot of people smoking. Where do you pick these up at?
Well, there's Old Town Auburn and Downtown Auburn and any of the parking lots in Auburn.
Wow, your back and shoulders must be sore.
And I have had 10 days, because I keep track on a daily basis. I have had 10 days where I've picked up over 3,000 butts each day.
Man. You know, because we hear that smoking's going, you can actually give a very interesting perspective, because I'm under the impression that we're having less people smoking, less people are buying cigarettes, less people are smoking. Do you see a drop, you know, in your experience all these years based on what you're seeing on the ground?
Not really. I mean, it just depends on where I go and what time. I mean, I don't go out when it's pouring down rain. Mm-hmm. But, like on the 21st, I picked up 1,106.
Man.
You
could do a study. A local university could do a study. Where do you notice most people throw them? Do they throw them in the street when they're driving? Do they throw them by a garbage and just miss the garbage so they're on the, you know, or where do you notice the big clusters? Where's the golden, you know, the big pots of,
well,
of gold?
Well, it just all depends. You know, parking lots where maybe they'll just go ahead and dump out their cigarette container.
Yeah.
And I've had moments where I picked up and it's like, come on, people, you couldn't walk over to this trash can over here and put this stuff in here.
Right. So, is it because people feel like they have to step on it? So I'm not a smoker, but I would, and again, I'm not saying, because I don't like to litter, but if I was smoking something, I probably wouldn't throw it in a garbage because it could start a fire. So I would probably put it on the ground,
right,
step on it, but then, you know, maybe be too lazy to pick. I mean, I wouldn't, but maybe that's where it is. I don't know. But you know more than I. There's a science to this. So great. I'm glad you called. What's going on?
Well, the day before, Christmas, I picked up 1,078.
Man,
it's just amazing. But
have you ever
smoked? Counter from when I used to drive a school bus.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I started smoking in the fifth grade with a cigarette my cousin swiped from her dad when we were living in Lake Tahoe.
Mm-hmm.
My second puff was my last puff. So two puffs as a fifth grader, I knew smoking was stupid.
Mm-hmm.
But I couldn't tell my mom, dad, aunts, uncles, cousins, and all their friends that they were stupid for smoking.
No, oh, I know. And I know. Would lose their teeth back then. I know. If you even brought it up.
Yeah.
Yep. Yep. Yeah.
And
all right, yeah,
I lived with a friend of mine. Well, I lived with a friend of mine for a couple of years, and she used to smoke a pack a day, but she had quit before, by the time I came in. Wilma's late husband, Fred, friend Wilma,
he smoked
5 packs, 100 cigarettes a day.
How they did it.
And she's inhaling that secondhand smoke. And,
yeah, yeah.
And she ended up being on oxygen for 20 years.
Yeah.
And she died last year.
Yeah. But it's a shame. It's such a shame. Sally, we appreciate all you do. I know you called into the show. Did you have a question or was there a message you wanted to tell my listeners?
I just wanted to, if you go do some coverage on something health-wise, maybe go into smoking, what it does to you.
Exactly.
And it's poison when they throw the butts. Birds eat them. Birds put them in their nests and poison their kids. Dogs eat them. Talked to a gentleman who had gone fishing. He took his fish home. One of them cut open. There's a cigarette butt in the stomach.
Hmm.
And so
yeah,
I'm trying to get the message out to smokers.
Right.
Throwing these things.
And Sally, what you have done is amazing. But my team, and I know it's really difficult because I commend you for staying off social media and detaching from, you know, internet and email. But it would help if you have some email or something so that, you know, reporters can get a hold of you, do an article, do a feature. So if you do ever get an email, please call in and give it to our producer, or just go to the website, because I would like to help get the word out, but it's we definitely need to it really helps to have some sort of email or some presence on social media so we can draw attention to, you know, the cause. Okay.
Well, I don't have a computer, but I have been, if you Google Butt Lady of Auburn, you'll read about me. I've been on
yes.
all the TV stations in the area.
Yes,
in
yes.
the Auburn Journal a lot.
Yeah.
And I'm just trying to get the message out to smokers to quit throwing these things.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
If you want to be stupid and smoke, that's fine. But
yeah. Well, Sally, bless you for all you do. You have a great new year, and keep up the great work.
Okay. You have a good new year, too.
You too, Sally. 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't go away. Call in 1-877-DOCDALI. Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
You've heard that supply lines are down or moving slow.
Or moving slow.
And that most everything costs more these days.
Costs more these days.
But good news. High-quality Sunny Bay products are in stock and ready to ship now because they're made in the USA. Like our extra-long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs, are microwavable, and come in a variety of colors and patterns. What a great gift! An extra-long neck heating pad from Sunny Bay. Also available in lavender scented.
Buy now in time for the holidays and avoid any shipping delays. Available on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. They're great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. So this year, give the gift of pain relief, an extra long neck wrap from Sunny Bay. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Order now when our stock is high and shipping is fast. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Okay, so one reason why I got the vaccine and I recommended that my children get the vaccine, and I did recommend that you all get the vaccine, is it because I think you should be mandated? Is it because I think you should be forced to do anything? Is it because I think the vaccine will be the one thing to end the pandemic? But I have told you guys it's because I don't trust the virus, and I don't want the virus in me. Knowing what I know about viruses, like the HPV virus that can cause cancer, I've known men to get throat cancer, die of it. Women to get cervical cancer. You don't want the HPV virus in you. You don't want the HIV virus in you. You don't want hepatitis virus if you don't have to. You don't want herpes. So I wouldn't want the coronavirus. I think a virus that decides to come into your body can be short-lived, like a rhinovirus, or it could last for years or decades. Look at what happened with Ebola. After the Ebola pandemic, all of a sudden somebody shows up at an ER with a real, real bad eye infection. Ebola, 1 year later, and that person who survived Ebola, we didn't have a lot of Americans who had it, ends up having Ebola in the eye. So we know that viruses, and some very nasty viruses and deadly viruses, once they come into your body, can camp out. And so one of the latest studies, I believe it was published in Nature, I have to double check, yes, found that the virus can spread to the heart, can spread to the brain, and survive in organs for months. This could be one of the reasons why we have long COVID. Now, long COVID is where your symptoms last over a few weeks and they just don't seem to go away. So the cough doesn't go away. The brain fog doesn't go away. Your loss of smell, loss of taste, erectile dysfunction, fertility issues, chest pain, body aches. So when I, you know, first heard about long COVID, I'm like, well, maybe it's because the virus doesn't go away. Maybe it's because the virus is still in there. Or the virus induces another virus in your body, like your mono, Epstein-Barr. A lot of us get exposed to Epstein-Barr. It sits in our body, and then it activates. Maybe that's what's going on. Some of you guys get in repetitive cold sores or shingles. Maybe it's because the COVID is activating it, reactivating. But I was under the impression that this virus might camp out, like HIV does, like hepatitis does. And many people said, no, 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 it dies in 10 days. Or the virus is, you are not infectious in 10 days, and these are just inflammatory issues. And I'm like, but, you know, people not smelling for months, not tasting for months, is it really inflammation or is it the virus? And we really weren't getting a lot of discussions on it. And the reason why is, again, if the CDC has to stick to that 10-day rule, which now they're changing, they're like, look, maybe you are infectious after 10 days. Maybe you're not infectious after 7 days. We need you to go back to work. So as the CDC is starting to evolve their isolation guidance, I told you guys from the beginning, I think you could still have it if you're sick. I think you could still have it if you're having long-term symptoms, which is why I chose vaccine for me, because I didn't want it. Some of you do not want the risk of the vaccine, and you would rather take the risk of the virus. That's up to you. That's not, you know, for me to judge or to kick you out of a restaurant or to not let you have in, you know, in school learning. But for me, I told you, I don't want this virus camping out of my body. And so now we have a study that's kind of looking at that. Researchers from the U.S. National Institute of Health claim that the virus can spread to the heart and brain within days and survive in those organs for months. Now, how did they come up with this? Well, they looked at 44 patients who had died after contracting COVID, and they did autopsies on them. And the study is under review for publication in Nature. And they found evidence that the virus had spread well beyond the respiratory tract and was present in several other organs, including the heart and brain, 230 days after infection. So according to Dr. Daniel Chertow, our results collectively show that while the highest burden of SARS-CoV-2 is in the airways and lung, the virus can disseminate early during infection and infect cells throughout the entire body, including widely throughout the brain. So some people get a full recovery in 12 weeks. Some people are sick for months. Some people still have long COVID symptoms from 2020. Ringing in the ears, weird taste in their mouth, dizziness, palpitations, chest pain, brain fog, insomnia, fertility issues, depression, anxiety, even fevers. So I've said it, you know, before. I know, you know, people want me to say I'm either pro-vax, anti-vax, pro-mandate, anti-mandate. I am pro-vaccine, anti-mandate. And if that doesn't fit what you guys want, tough. And I told you, I wanted the vaccine because I didn't want this virus in me and living for years on end, because I don't want anything in my brain and I don't want anything in my heart. But that it shouldn't be forced. Nobody should be forced to take it. It should be up to them. Now, how are we doing on the vaccine front? Well, a study came out on Christmas, or the day before Christmas. It was a briefing And this came out of the UK. And the UK had compiled a whole bunch of information because, remember, they preceded us with the Omicron wave. It started in South Africa, even though it was probably all over. I think Netherlands, some say that it was in the Netherlands before South Africa noticed that it was in South Africa. But the UK had dealt with a wave before we did. So they were able to compile some data. And after 56,000 confirmed cases of Omicron, this was up until December 20th, the author said that 132 of them needed emergent care or hospitalization. So still a low percentage, but a good number. They said of the patients admitted to the hospital, 17 had received a booster dose, 74 got their second dose of Pfizer, 27 were not vaccinated. At the data cutoff, 14 people were reported to have died within 28 days of an Omicron diagnosis. The age range was older, 52 to 96. Remember, Delta infected younger people? We didn't really have a lot of data on Omicron. So with Omicron, it was more the middle age on up, so 52 to 96. But interestingly, it was both vaccinated and unvaccinated. So 20.5% were not vaccinated, but 80% were, of those admitted to the hospital. So that is interesting. They found close to 10% of the Omicron infections were reinfections. They said the first infections of the individuals with Omicron reinfections occurred in both Alpha and Delta waves and are likely to have been undetected in the first wave. There are 69 identified cases with Omicron as a third episode of infection, so three times getting sick. 290 cases where the Omicron infection was between a 60 to 89 day interval after a first confirmed infection. So how did our vaccines do? Well, Pfizer went from 70% vaccine effectiveness down to 45% by 10 weeks. So they found that the Pfizer booster was good for about 10 weeks and then dropped, which means if you get the booster, you might not want to get the booster too early. You might want to time your boosters, which is something we're going to be talking about. Those who received Moderna, however, the efficacy lasted still. They were still 70, 75% even by week 9. So I wrote a little article of this. I posted this on my Facebook and on my Twitter. Of those who mixed and matched, now remember, the UK, they had AstraZeneca. They didn't have Johnson & Johnson. AstraZeneca is similar to Johnson & Johnson's. The AstraZeneca vaccine had 60% efficacy, and then it dropped to 35% with a Pfizer booster, and 45% if those people had a Moderna booster by 10 weeks. So the AstraZeneca base series might not have worked that well. So finding a reduction in efficacy after 10 weeks is very interesting, because we've been talking about how these vaccines provide immunity at least for 6 months, except for the Johnson & Johnson, 2 months. If a booster only gives you that little boost, but not for another 6 months, only for a couple months, that starts to, I guess, remind us and go, look, guys, it is time for a new flipping shot. They looked at, and I put a graph of all the mutations that the Omicron has. We are so overdue for a new formulated vaccine that if the boosters only provide enough protection, I mean, they still provide protection, but if, you know, you get a boost for 10 weeks, we need longer term. And, I mean, the variants with their mutations have been out now for 2 years. We know what the mutations are. Let's start making vaccines that have the more formulated, I guess, protection against the mutations. So I don't know what the holdup is. You know, we keep giving the same Pfizer, the same Moderna. A 10-week boost in immunity is nice, but okay, we could do better. We have the science to do better. Why aren't we doing better? 1-877-DOCTOR-ELLIE.
If you feel America is facing more dangers than ever, you're right. An increasing number of things are falling apart daily. That's why you need to prepare for more of the unexpected, and that includes food shortages. When people panic, grocery stores run out of food fast. Would you survive without food for days, weeks, even months? The smart folks are buying emergency food now. Take this moment to shop MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's leader in preparedness. My Patriot Supply has earned over 47,000 four-star and five-star reviews. Our delicious food kits average 2,000 calories per day and last up to 25 years in storage, so it's there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a food kit or two, and we'll ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait for the news to tell you something bad happened again. Rather, be more self-reliant and prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Significant snowfall will continue for portions of the West Coast mountain ranges and the Intermountain West, with record cold for parts of the West Coast. Heavy snow and dangerously cold wind chills are expected in the northern plains and upper Midwest tonight. Heavy snow and gusty winds will also impact interior Alaska through the night. Record warm temperatures will remain in place across the South. Sarah Weddington, the Texas lawyer who successfully argued the landmark abortion case Roe v. Wade to the Supreme Court, has died at the age of 76. Susan Hayes, a former student who is now running for Texas Agriculture Commissioner, confirmed Weddington's death. Ms. Weddington on KPBS in the spring of 2012.
In fact, there was a U.S. Supreme Court case in 1965, Griswold v. Connecticut, where states had made the use of contraception illegal.
Cause of death was not given. USA Radio News. With inflation skyrocketing to unimaginable levels in the first year of the Biden presidency, there are some that still want to push the massive partisan Build Back Better bill.
In the waning days of 2021, the White House making it clear the president's Build Back Better plan is priority one, but the next thing on the list to get over the goal line when the new year gets here is the Voting Rights Act the Democrats are pushing. And on CBS's Face the Nation, the Vice President Kamala Harris doubled down on the importance of passing what are called the John Lewis Voting Rights Act and the Freedom to Vote Act. However, she sidestepped her willingness to support a carve-out to the filibuster to get the legislation through Congress.
We will do and look at whatever is necessary to push for Congress to take this issue on.
From the New England Bureau of USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
USA Radio News.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Tyrone said he was on a flight flying back from Christmas. He said half the people were not wearing their masks. Now that's interesting, or wearing their masks correctly. He said, but there were no fights, so no drama, so all is good. So I'm glad you got back safe. I think what he meant to say was half the people were not wearing their masks correctly. I heard that there was some drama on a flight where apparently there was an older man who was eating, and he wasn't wearing his mask. And then I guess this was on the Delta flight, and somebody goes up to him. Her mask is not covering her face. It's down past her chin. And then I think she spits on the guy. So there was some drama, and I'm sure over the next few days we're going to hear about it, on what happened on the flights. But what you and I are probably kind of a little bit more concerned about is what sort of domestic policy is going to come next. Now that we're kind of seeing, all right, the boosters may give an additional 10 weeks of immunity, but probably not enough. Now that we see that despite holiday travel of masks and people getting vaccinated and close to 70% of the country vaccinated, at least most of us got our vaccines almost a year ago, the waves still come. So you would think they're going to start to ease up on these mandates. No. In fact, Dr. Fauci says we need to seriously consider domestic travel or domestic flight vaccine mandates. So let me see if I could get you guys an exact quote here. All right. So a COVID vaccine requirement should be, quote, seriously considered. This is according to NIAID Director Anthony Fauci. This was on MSNBC's Morning Joe. He said, when you make vaccine a requirement, that's another incentive to get more people vaccinated. Okay, that's where I disagree. That's not incentive. That's not incentive. When you mandate, that's a blackmail. That's not an incentive. That he says, if you want to do that with domestic flights, I think that's something that seriously should be considered. He said the group we're really concerned about is the unvaccinated people, because even if this virus is inherently less severe, just the volume of the number of cases that we're going to have could actually put a stress on the hospital system. Now, we just got from the UK that the majority of the people hospitalized with Omicron were vaccinated. So, and again, I'm not anti-vaccine. I got the vaccine. But, I mean, let's, you know, Dr. Fauci's a doctor, for crying out loud. He's a physician. I think with everything we're seeing, I mean, if you just open up your laptop, okay, you might want to rethink what you're saying here. All right? The unvaccinated are not the ones that are putting us all at risk on these flights. All right? There's the person that could carry pneumonia and not know. It's the asymptomatic or the liars. The liars are the ones putting us at risk. The ones who got COVID vaccinated, don't want to get a COVID test, don't want to even deal with COVID again, that are telling us, no, they're not sniffling and not have a fever and popping some Tylenol for the flight. Those are the people putting us at risk. Not an unvaccinated saying, hey, look, guys, I didn't get the vaccine. I mean, who is the enemy? Everybody's trying to find an enemy with all of this. And you're falling all over each other. And once you make a rule, for those of you going, yeah, more vaccines, keep in mind the rule could turn against you. Be careful what you wish for. So, over the holiday weekend, I worked every day, including Christmas. We had some people with reactions to the Moderna. I didn't have any reactions to Pfizer, but then again, I mean, I only saw a few hundred people. I didn't really, you know, I mean, I didn't see thousands. And some people who had a real severe reaction after the Moderna booster, they're like, I don't think I could have another one. I'm like, well, talk to your doctor about that. I understand that. If you don't think you could have another shot, I understand that. So for those of you that are pro-vaccine and pro-mandate, I'm pro-vaccine but not pro-mandate. For those of you that are pro-vaccine and pro-mandate, what if you get your booster or you go and get your fourth round and now you've had a bad reaction? And you're like, okay, I don't think I could have another one. And your doctor's like, I don't know if it's a good idea. Now you want to get on a flight. Nope. There's a law in place where there's a mandate. Have less laws. Have less restrictions. Because you never know when you are going to be at the other end of it, you know, behind the eight ball with it. You see, I got my vaccine, so I feel like, yeah, I could get on a plane, but I would never want a law that says you can't fly unless you have your papers. What if my kids lose their vaccine cards? And if that's the case, they're like, okay, we'll do a blood test and show your immunity. Nobody's asking for immunity. Nobody's asking to see immunity. They just want the card. Meanwhile, what are people, I mean, my gosh, these fake vaccine cards. Every other day I hear a story of somebody getting caught with their vaccine card. Somebody, I guess, bought a passport holder, and it had a fake vaccine card in it for them to be able to fill out. And I guess they immediately went to the feds because they didn't want to think that was theirs. Or maybe they ordered it, and then they didn't want to get busted because they saw there's now an electronic paper trail. So they're like, hey, guys, this was an accident. I did not want a fake vaccine card. So I don't know what happened with that. But, you know, please be careful what you wish for, because I never thought I had allergies to medications. And my mom goes, look, I'm allergic to sulfa. You're going to be allergic to sulfa. And I go, I'm nothing like you, Mom. You know, when you're growing up, you're like, I don't even know how you're my mom. You know, we don't look anything alike. We do look alike, and I appreciate my mom now. But as a teenager, I'm like, no, you're out of your mind. Well, after the 17th time I took a sulfa antibiotic, my reaction was so bad, I could never have it. Now, I don't know if we are going to eventually have a higher number of population that can't get the vaccine after the third, fourth, fifth shot. Many people are booster hesitant, not because they're anti-vaccine. They're like, I don't want to get an allergy because I don't know where we're going with these mandates. So I'll do the minimum. If Fauci wants us to consider domestic travel, meaning you needing to get out of Dodge or you needing to be with your family, and you not able to traverse the United States without being in a car, and the United States is a big country, that is a very serious mandate. Just as serious you not being allowed on school campus, you not being allowed to go to the hospital to see your dying spouse, which we're seeing in some hospitals, you have to show proof of vaccine. And for those of you that don't do well with the booster, if you don't get the booster, you are going to be then not fully vaccinated, and that mandate's going to work against you. So before you cheer this on, what everybody needs to do is just assume, what if, worst case scenario, I can't get any more shots? Now, technically, these are they're supposed to be exemptions. But there's no guarantee that that exemption is going to hold. Look what's happening in the military, where a lot of the religious exemptions are being thrown out. So if your medical exemption is, look, I had a horrible, horrible reaction, and the answer to that is, okay, then get a different brand. And you're like, I don't even want to take that chance because I don't know what I was allergic to in the shot. Why would I try another brand? You might not get that medical exemption. So, again, we don't have to panic about all this if you just don't make the mandate. But they're saying that those of us that got vaccinated last January are safe to be on a flight for others. Yet somebody who has amazing natural immunity and they can't be on the flight. I don't like it one bit. 1-877, Dr. Dolly.
Heard that supply lines are down or moving slow. And that most everything costs more these days. But good news. High-quality Sunny Bay products are in stock and ready to ship now because they're made in the USA. Like our extra-long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs, are microwavable, and come in a variety of colors and patterns. What a great gift! An extra-long neck heating pad from Sunny Bay. Also available in lavender-scented. Buy now in time for the holidays and avoid any shipping delays. Available on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. They're great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. So this year, give the gift of pain relief. An extra long neck wrap from Sunny Bay. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Order now when our stock is high and shipping is fast. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
Hello, I'm a bald person. which means when I walk past a conveniently located Supercuts, it's a harsh, not so convenient reminder of the hair I no longer have. And when their friendly stylist tells me I can save time by checking in online, I tell them I save plenty of time already by not having much hair to cut. So while I might not be able to take full advantage of having amazing, affordable haircuts always close by, you, those with hair, can. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
I need more time to file my taxes. Help!
On IRS.gov, you can use IRS Free File to get 6 more months. Or, you can submit IRS Form 4868 by the April deadline. If you owe taxes, you can make an electronic payment and get a filing extension with no need to submit Form 4868. Go to IRS.gov for details. But remember, an extension of time to file is not an extension of time to pay what you owe.
If you love them enough to turn off your music and pretend like their music is your music.
Ah, this is Mommy's jam.
Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're in the right car seat.
Let's play it again.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI. 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So one of my favorite medicines, but then not so favorite medicines, is diphenhydramine. And we have it in Benadryl, we have it in Tylenol PM, we have it in Advil PM. And diphenhydramine or Benadryl has been something that we have used, and it works fantastically. I don't feel too good when I take it because it makes me really sleepy. But it's a very useful adjunct, and we use it in a whole variety of medical settings, most commonly as an antihistamine, an H1 blocker, and as a sedative for sleep in Tylenol PM and Advil PM. And so Benadryl is out there. And there was a study, I think it was done about a year ago, where they looked at people who were not getting severe COVID and looked at what they were taking. Some of them were on Vistaril, which is the hydroxyzine, the azelastine, which is Astilin, you know, the Astilin nasal spray. And I guess they found that those antihistamines were able to directly inhibit the COVID virus, the SARS-CoV-2 virus, from replicating. And we're talking just over the counter. Well, Vistaril, I think you need a prescription. Azelastine, I thought you needed a prescription, but I think some people are able to get that. I thought I have to double check. But I know Benadryl, you can get it so easily. These are all, I think, easily able to get and inexpensive. So this was a study back from the University of Florida back in 2020. Now an additional study said, well, in a lab setting, in human cells and in monkey cells, if you take Benadryl, diphenhydramine, and lactoferrin, which is a common supplement that's over the counter, it had a 90% chance of being able to stop the replication. I'm sorry, 99% chance of being able to stop the replication in human and monkey cells of COVID. So we didn't understand why a year ago Benadryl would work. Now they think they know what it works, how it works. I think they believe that when a cell gets hijacked, there's a stress response that helps fight the virus. And the virus is able to stop that stress response such that it takes it over. Benadryl prevents the virus from messing with the stress response. So it's like a double negative. Dr. David Ostroff from the Department of Pathology, Immunology, Laboratory Medicine, University of Florida College of Medicine, and colleagues believe that the two compounds, the lactoferrin and Benadryl, or diphenhydramine, when combined, will prevent SARS-CoV-2 virus from hijacking a human cell sigma receptors, which is a part of the stress response machinery, which the virus needs to replicate unimpeded. So they said the combination of diphenhydramine and lactoferrin showed a combined ability to reduce SARS-CoV-2 replication by half that observed, than just diphenhydramine alone. But the data showed both of them showed a 99% efficacy. The data from the more physiological relevant human lung cell lines demonstrated the potential for sigma receptor ligands and drugs with off-target effects on sigma receptors to inhibit the SARS-CoV-2 replication. So basically what they're saying is there are drugs that might be active against COVID that we have right now that we could use, that you could repurpose to use to fight COVID. And this study shows that they had some efficacy with that, especially since they're economical, they're cheap, they're effective, and we know their safety profile. Diphenhydramine is cheap. You can get it over the counter. I mean, maybe not with inflation, but still, for the most part, it's cheap. Lactoferrin is in human milk, cow milk, and camel milk. And lactoferrin helps boost the immune system, I think helps fight pathogens, which is why when babies nurse, they get that lactoferrin. We also use it, I believe, in pregnant women to kind of stave off pregnancy-related anemia. So lactoferrin has been used for a variety of things. There's still, I guess, it's not something we widely prescribe or recommend to everybody because I think the studies are so little mixed, but it is a very common supplement that people can get, and again, not too expensive. But when it comes to the COVID fight, it's all about the pharmaceuticals. It's not about what works. And so I would like to see more studies in this repurposing. And that's kind of going to be the next, you know how they have the words of the year? You know, there were certain words of the year, and I forget what the dictionary said this year. I'll find it because we're coming up on the end of the year. Can't believe we're kind of, gosh, 2021 was a long year. But I think the year, the word of 2022 is going to be repurposing. And we are going to realize that medicines like ivermectin, fluvoxamine, even hydroxychloroquine might have some therapeutic uses. In fact, we keep seeing more and more headlines of people in the hospital asking for ivermectin. I had somebody that yelled at me, said I was Fauci-sized because I wouldn't give ivermectin over the phone. I wasn't allowed to. You know, when you do telemedicine, you're not allowed to use non-FDA approved drugs for a certain, you can't go off label. But I'm like, look, I'm not against you. I think ivermectin might actually have a lot of therapeutic advantages. I just can't write it. I mean, people are getting mad. They're like, why do I have to wait for molnupiravir or Paxlovid? And why can't I use something that has a long safety profile? You're not being, you know, people are like, oh my gosh, they want to use a horse dewormer. How is Aaron Rodgers or Joe Rogan or many of these other people that are interested in ivermectin bad people? When logic dictates, if you have something with a safety profile, there are studies showing efficacy, why not? Same thing with Benadryl. I would not tell a person to take Benadryl for COVID. But if it works, I would be doing a disservice not. You know, and I think maybe where things are going to change is if there's going to be malpractice cases or suits saying you could have. That's really going to be interesting to see if that happens, and I don't know if it'll happen with the government. But I'm wondering, this is the hesitancy, if there's going to be malpractice suits or liability suits against the government, public officials, doctors, because they didn't prescribe something that could have worked this whole time. And so my recommendation to anybody who's a physician or public official is to, you know, one is you want to follow the science. You want to make sure that these studies are, you know, not driven by, you know, greed by a company who's going to make money, or, you know, you want to make sure there's objectivity. But, you know, if you think you could save a life, you save a life. If it's too risky, maybe don't do it. Maybe have somebody sign consent. But if word gets out that these 800,000 plus people who died might have been able to have some relief or early intervention with some of these other medications that have been studied and used in other countries, that could be a poop storm, and that might actually start to shift the conversation to, look, if you think it'll work, fine, we're not going to get in your way. But right now they're getting in our way. They are vilifying Aaron Rodgers or vilifying people who used ivermectin. And you have people say, look, it saved my life. Now, for some, it didn't. For some, the hydroxychloroquine didn't work. Some people got a cardiac abnormality from hydroxychloroquine. But if you don't allow somebody to try to treat themselves and you say, well, wait till the FDA-approved drug is available or wait for monoclonal antibodies and they can't get it, that's a problem. That could put you liable. So a lot of doctors have been kind of reaching out going, so what do you do? You know, and I don't know how to protect, you know, somebody's, you know, legal butt. You know, I know what protects patients somewhat. It's still a crapshoot. So I make the recommendations that the CDC recommends. But, if I can't prescribe something, I can't prescribe something. But, you know, there's obviously lots of data. And mind you, this Benadryl, this was in a lab setting in vitro. They still have to do in vivo inside the body. But it makes sense. They go through the science of what it does to stop the virus from hijacking the stress response machinery. I mean, all I know is I've taken some Benadryl throughout this pandemic. Maybe it helped. But we should look at it and have an open mind. 1-877-DOC-TELLY.
That supply lines are down or moving slow. And that most everything costs more these days. But good news. High-quality Sunny Bay products are in stock and ready to ship now because they're made in the USA. Like our extra-long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs, are microwavable, and come in a variety of colors and patterns. What a great gift! An extra-long neck heating pad from Sunny Bay. Also available in lavender-scented.
Buy now in time for the holidays and avoid any shipping delays. Available on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. They're great for men or women, are reusable and easy to clean. So this year, give the gift of pain relief, an extra long neck wrap from Sunny Bay. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Order now when our stock is high and shipping is fast. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.